Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
If you were listening earlier, we took on some of the Hanukkah traditions, mm-hmm. and we're doing candle races in here.
Which are not officially a Hanukkah tradition, but in my household.
We each picked a candle on the menorah.
Yep.
It's been a while. They've been going. Just now, both Aaron and T-Hack realized they weren't trying to get their candle to burn faster.
Right,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
It's last candle in, not first candle out.
Then why call it a race?
Yeah.
Well, because we're stupid, Aaron.
Oh my God, I hadn't thought of that.
Yeah.
Because what race do you want to come in last?
None. You want to be first.
Yeah, I thought it was first.
Okay, it's a candle standoff. I don't know.
That's better.
Okay. Yeah. So who is currently in the lead? We're just going to keep coming back and giving people.
So the lead being last.
I think.
Whose candle is burning the slowest, Aaron?
Aaron, you're the orange, right?
Yeah.
Aaron's and yours appear to be. T-Hack, you're going down quick.
So I picked the right one in the wrong game.
So the middle one is out.
He's
going to call rules.
Here we go. All right.
The middle one's not out. Not till the smoke goes.
Oh.
If you're on the Jewish council or something, maybe reach out and console T-Hack. 303-222-5423. We'll keep you updated on this. Every year about this time, we start looking back and looking forward.
Yeah.
So we talked about this the other day. We all made some predictions.
We being Slacker, T-Hack, and myself, Aaron. Right. Erica was not here
Erica
yet.
Erica didn't get here till May? April. Late April?
Late April.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And I have them written down. I have them saved.
So real quick, like yours was right. She did a layup. She did Travis and Taylor will get engaged.
It is a layup.
Layup.
No, you guys poo-pooed it.
Nah.
Yeah, she dated a lot of other guys for longer, right?
Yeah, I mean,
absolutely. But there was something different about Travis.
That's what I said.
But okay, then I'm going to do this. A very famous actor who we all know and love will die.
I was specific.
Give us a name.
No, that's what I'm saying. I do have kind of a prediction like that. I think...
Don't say it yet.
I think, but I don't have a name, but I'm like, I think a deceased, I think one of the big albums of the year is going to be from a deceased artist.
I mean,
they've already died or they will die in 2026.
I think they've already died and we're going to find something.
Interesting.
And it's going to come out. And it's
Mac Miller.
Going to come out and be small. It's going to be like, oh my God, this is prolific.
They tried to do that with the Beatles this year.
Yeah, and it didn't work. I'm saying next year it's going to work.
Because it's going to be bigger?
It's going to be somebody, like they'll find lost Tupac album or something, and it's going to be like...
If no one cared about the Beatles, I don't know. You say it.
Hey, it's my prediction.
Yep.
I just don't know who it is.
I'm just saying it's dumb.
Okay. Do you want to tell us what our other predictions were?
Yeah, that
we were
so wrong mine on? Was Taylor and Travis getting engaged.
Yeah, we already discussed that.
Slacker, I'm just recapping. Slacker was that there was going to be an AI Grammy winning song.
Which did not happen.
Don't remember.
I'm going to say this. Like, I watch a lot of songwriting things and like guys who are in songwriting groups. And Ryan Tedder and what's the Shane McAnally and some of the big songwriters have admitted that they use Suno to kickstart their writing.
Okay, I think Charlie, your claiming sessions. Is we can't prove it.
Correct.
No, I think
I think it's. I don't think it's actually happened where a full AI song. Right. There are AI songs that are making tons of money right now.
Yeah,
but I don't think. I think the guys who are writing hits right now are definitely using it, and eventually they'll just go, "Eh, let's put that out."
Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
So, like, but I was wrong. It hasn't happened yet. Okay. What was happening?
I feel like it almost happened, but then they kind of shut it down too. Weren't there talks of like there were some Grammys?
I do recall that.
Yeah. Okay.
There are just some incredible things where they take old like. There's one that gets played all the time, the 50 Cent one, where it's a soul song. Like they're running and it's just this black guy singing 50 Cent lyrics with so much soul. You're just like, oh my God. Because if you're from that generation, which you are, Hack, like you already know every word. Now it's just being sung like it's in a Baptist church. And you're like, it just smacks you in the soul. It's awesome.
It does sound cool, but it has to do. I have AI predictions that kind of has to do with that.
Okay, what was his real
question? A little later.
His for 2025 was an AI TV show.
Oh. That was mine?
Yeah.
My prediction? Oh.
Huh. Okay.
And that didn't happen at all, right?
I don't think so.
Not that I know. Yeah.
Okay, so we were wrong.
So keep Aaron that in mind when I make this year's prediction.
Okay.
Way wrong.
I've already made a little prediction. I've got a few. Who wants to go next? What's your prediction for 2026?
I would love to go first.
If it's a layup, I'm turning your mic off for the rest of the show. What?
What was yours?
Well, I said the deceased, album will come out and go big.
So last year I went obvious, layup, Taylor and Travis. I'm taking this one to be personal regarding the show.
Ooh.
Someone on the show is going to announce a pregnancy.
I better not.
I don't know.
Aaron, that's crazy. Unless T-Hack has something in mind.
Obviously, I think there's two that are more likely than the other two.
Are you putting me and you in the unlikely?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I was like, or Aaron?
I will
are
tell you.
Are you prepping us for a January announcement?
I am going to go buy bags of peas and I know what I'm doing. I'll do it at home. Wood burning kit.
I was like, oh my God, bags of peas?
Yeah, you got to rust the peas on the rest in peas.
Okay, interesting.
That's my first one.
That's too soon for Erica.
It's way too soon.
That's not her timeline. But okay,
it ain't my timeline. But when does life go on?
No,
your
you're right. Exactly. Okay, that's a bold prediction, not a layup. Congrats on
that. Okay.
Who's going next?
I have another pregnancy prediction.
I had a pregnancy prediction.
You have one too?
No. You go ahead.
I wonder if they're the same.
Okay, go ahead.
You can go.
No, you.
Is it Tay and Trav?
No, I think baby Blanco, baby Gomez.
Oh yeah.
I think
got chills when you said that. Mm. That's weird.
Have you seen?
I think they're in love. She's get like that. She's older.
Yes.
It's time. They're gonna.
They're married now.
They're married. They're gonna bang it out.
Am I dumb? Am I falling for rage bait? My algorithm is showing me like this body language expert who's like he doesn't like her.
Yes, I've seen some of this on my algorithm too, and I'm like,
why are they showing me that?
Because
it's like he gets out of the car. First, and then keeps walking. Doesn't like wait, doesn't hold her hand, doesn't whatever. When they're walking into events, he's like five paces ahead of her. It's like, and like when she kisses him, he just barely moves his face over a little bit. It's not like, it seems like he doesn't like her.
Is he just an awkward, introverted guy though?
That's what I'm thinking.
So. Okay. My pregnancy announcement was Taylor and Travis, but furthermore, I think that she will like announce it on her birthday that she's pregnant. Or it will come out around her birthday.
Not that
the baby will be born. That they will. It will be public knowledge.
I have a Taylor and Trav thing, too, that will get me in trouble. But I'm gonna go big on it.
Okay. Yeah.
And I'm gonna get real specific. Not only do they not get pregnant, they don't get married. and they announce on a random Tuesday at like 11:17 in the morning that their relationship is over, but they have nothing but love and respect for each other.
Ooh.
I hate that. Please don't let that be true.
That they've built this into such a big thing that they just have to drop it on a Tuesday and go, nothing but love and respect.
Please respect our privacy during this time.
You actually typically do it on a Friday evening.
That's not Tay-Tay. Tuesday, 11:17.
Okay.
Tuesday, 11:17 a.m. Okay. Not saying which time zone.
Okay.
Okay.
That's very bold.
Yeah.
Very bold, very specific. I have another one.
Okay.
My AI one based on the song. I think AI is done.
You're done.
T-Hack, why are we so aligned?
I think people are turning on it, man.
My number one is AI will no longer be a threat to our jobs. Not just our jobs. Our greater
jobs. That's crazy.
People
do
not like
it. Wrong.
How many times you've opened some app and it's like, introduce AI? You want to use the AI? And you're like, no. Right. And everyone's going, no.
Until you say yes.
And the reason why the 50 Cent, the Many Men song, the soulful one, the reason I think that song is so powerful, the lyrics... written by a human.
I agree with that more than you will ever understand.
Lived experience.
Yes.
And that's why it hits so hard.
You're right.
And
I don't think that singer snap, like, it's so good.
Yeah. But I think.
But you're right. It has to have a human touch or it'll never be good.
Especially the younger generation. I think they're out on AI and it's also not good for the planet, which they don't like. It's not, it's all just silly and kind of dumb. And I think we're going to turn on it.
I love how aligned we are.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. Let's.
I've got a last one for the show.
Okay.
I think we'll have 3 or more videos have over 1 million views next year.
Ooh.
That just made the hair stand up on my arms.
That's right.
3 or more with over a million views.
3 or more with over a million views.
And one will be a pregnancy announcement.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
It's over.
It's over.
The Hanukkah race is over. The menorah race.
No, the
candle.
The candle standoff.
That's what it is.
Because they were all mad that it was
not a
race.
Yeah.
It's backwards.
I don't know if I've ever felt more angry than I do right now.
if you were listening, it started quite a while ago, but Erica is teaching us some of the Jewish traditions, lighting candles on the menorah. Mm-hmm. And then we each picked a candle for the race. Hack assumed race meant which candle is going to go out the fastest.
Yep.
The candle he picked did go out the fastest.
Yes, which means I lost.
Yeah, it does. It does mean that.
Okay. And then whose went out next?
Mine went out next. Then yours, Slacker. Aaron's the winner.
We are the champions.
Which she was confused too.
I know.
Therefore, her pick, the worst.
That's true.
Yeah. All right. So try it at home.
Just be careful.
Okay. So we're doing our 2026 predictions and we thought we got them all out. And then we got done and we're like, there's more.
There's more.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like everyone to think of a not personal for yourself, but for someone else or the show collective.
Okay.
Cause I have a weird...
What?
No, I have one about me, but okay. It's not from me. Like So before...
The universe spoke to you or...
Yes. No. Okay. A couple things. One, we've said to each other last night, tomorrow on the show, we're going to do our 2026 predictions.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
My presumption was Erica would forget until about 14 seconds before we went on the air.
Correct.
T-Hack already had a papyrus scroll of them. I wouldn't be able to think of any.
Nostradamus hack.
Yeah. Oh. Wow. We got to make that
okay,
sick.
All right.
Although I
got my last year, I was wrong. Aaron's the only one who was right.
So I assumed Aaron would use ChatGPT and they'd just be wild, which she probably did use ChatGPT.
I don't think she did.
What was your prediction again? It's about...
Well, the one about the show, someone's going to announce
a pregnancy.
Which is really bold.
Yeah.
And then Beyonce's going to release a rock album.
Wait, you didn't say that before. Beyonce's going to release a rock album?
Yeah.
You think she's going to complete the trifecta?
Yep.
Of all the genres? But doesn't she have to do jazz? You like
she's
jazz?
Not going to do jazz.
Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
Be so for real, slacker.
Okay, sorry. Well, I have one more stupid one.
Okay.
Tom Brady comes out of retirement.
Because he watched Philip Rivers do it?
And the worst part is, Denver Bronco fans who are like, ugh, he plays for us.
Interesting.
For the Broncos.
So like, Bo gets hurt, something happens. Mm. That's why Rivers came out of retirement.
Right.
And it's like, I'm not wishing anything on Bo, but like he gets hurt. We're screwed. And then Brady goes, put me in, coach.
Wow.
And he wins a Super Bowl for the Broncos.
But it's like so random. Like, does he have connections to the Broncos?
Doesn't matter.
Because Philip Rivers doing the Colts is also so random.
Okay. He's like, I'm gonna prove I can go to yet another team.
Uh-huh. Okay. I can see it because he's doing the commentating and stuff. Like everything's just gone so well for him afterwards that he's feeling great. And I think he's like, he's gonna come back.
He's gonna come back.
Okay.
Okay. I thought you had one for yourself.
I do, but it's from other people. So this is what I was gonna say is I didn't think I could think of any. So I asked people, do you have any predictions for 2026? And then everybody very kind was like, you're one person. Everyone said I was going to be in love.
I believe that too.
One person said I would be engaged, which I'm like, whoa.
That's kind of your MO.
But then when I asked qualifying, what?
That's kind of what you do.
I just marry him. When I asked qualifying questions, 3 out of 3 people said the same thing. It's going to be a doctor. Oh. And I was like, what?
I mean, I love that for you.
I don't.
Why?
I don't know. They better not be like a psychologist. Like you don't want somebody tinkering around in here.
Well, it might be good. It might be good for the show. She could come on, explain what's going on.
No, but isn't it weird?
We could send you in the other room and really get the inside.
What's interesting is like I have recently been looking at getting a real therapist, not just ChatGPT. So what if I set you up?
What if Aaron's there and she's like, this is crazy, doc. I have the perfect person for you.
But is that weird?
That is weird.
Can you see me with a doctor? Can you see a doctor tolerating me?
I do because I see you with like a very successful woman.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And
age appropriate.
Yeah, and who's definitely.
Well.
But definitely someone who's confident in themselves, like who's not gonna cower in your
shadow. You could be a doctor. She could be a veterinary doctor.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Sure.
She doesn't have to be a surgeon.
I mean this with the utmost respect.
Oh boy.
To be a doctor, you have to be kind of crazy.
Oh.
Because it is so much that you are going through.
Okay.
That like could be good for you. Mm-hmm. They have a high threshold.
For whatever this is.
Yes. Right.
That's a good point.
Okay.
Then we're all doctors.
Okay. All right.
That's
so
true.
That's
does
good.
Anybody else have any internal show?
I think I have one.
Okay.
It's vague. Maybe I can make it more. Maybe we can collectively make it more like concrete. But I see an award for the show, for someone on the show. I'm leaning Slacker because you've been here so long. You've been a pillar in the Denver.
There's more awards for that.
Yeah,
right.
And all. But
other
also,
than just like
Does that make sense? The internal awards.
No, I'm saying there's some sort of broadcasting like
a Marconi.
Yeah, like you've been under the radar for so long that they're gonna go, oh my, 30 years.
Right, what are we doing?
What are we doing?
Exactly.
Like, we got to get this guy, and there's something that's gonna you're gonna be awarded.
Or it could just be the show too. It could be something.
Or that. Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Once again, T-Hack and I are on weirdly similar wavelengths.
What do you have?
But this was about your family. I think one of your kids is going to get some sort of an award at school.
Okay, layup. There's our layup of the year.
Why?
Because this happens every day. They
I've
just give kids super
an award at school.
Oh my God, you're so pretty. Let's make her an award. Okay. That's really your thing. Okay.
I really think that either Leo or Hazel is going to get some like great accomplishment. Does Hazel even go to school?
She will.
Okay. See?
Next year. So,
all right.
Okay.
So are we writing all these down?
Yes.
Do we hide these from the public?
Oh, no. What if we don't get an award next year? How embarrassing.
But like, this is my question. Do we hide them? Do we post our predictions? Or do we hide them and then just do a status update 6 months from now?
I think we do the status update in 6 months.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then again in 12.
If you have more predictions to add, or you happen to be a doctor, 303-222-5423.
The Slacker Show.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.